William Morrow and Harper Audio present Say No to the Duke, The Wilds of Lindo Castle by Eloisa James, performed by Susan Duoden. Chapter 1. Miss Stevenson's Seminary. The Young Ladies, Eton, Queen Square, London, September 14th, 1776. By her 14th birthday, Lady Boadicea Wilde had wished for a best friend on weeks of first stars. She had created a wishing stone by dunking it in milk under a midnight moon. When that didn't work, she had decided that perhaps fairies preferred adult beverages. So she stole into her father's study and dunked the stone into a decanter of brandy. She had written down her wish and burned the paper in the nursery hearth so it flew up to heaven. Unfortunately, she'd forgotten to open the flue, so smoke filled the nursery. She had been punished by being confined to bed, where she watched her younger sister Joan and stepsister Viola cuddle on the nursery sofa and whisper secrets to each other. It was all her father's fault. Duke's daughters, especially those who lived in huge castles, had no chance to meet prospective friends. They were kept in the country like potted violets, waiting for the moment when they would be paraded in front of the world and promptly married off. From what Betsy could see, her father was her stepmother's best friend. Only a girl with eight brothers could sympathize with the revulsion that swept over Betsy at that thought. Friends with a boy? Never. Boys smelled and shouted. They thought nothing of tossing water over one's head, pulling hair, and passing wind deliberately.